Life after life. Sapphire incarnated on Earth and was now 12 years old. Her name was now Isabel. Her friend Kelty invited her to a meeting with the Enlightened Master. Entering the hall where the session was beginning and seeing the Master on the stage, Isabel felt something very familiar and close to her soul, as if she had returned home after a long and arduous journey. In Master, she saw her true spiritual father, whom she had lost but now had found again. All the people present seemed like family to her. She couldn't understand herself where such a reaction suddenly came from. She had a growing feeling that all of this had already happened, but she had forgotten about it. Surprised at herself, she sat down in the front row, opposite the Master, and gazed at him unceasingly with her big, beautiful eyes. The Master immediately recognized who she was without saying anything, just smiled at her with his kind, loving smile. His wise and noble face radiated light and compassion for all beings. He began his speech with a prayer. Dear ones, I am very pleased to see you here. I see love and a thirst for truth in your eyes. Let us begin this meeting with a prayer. Everyone stood up and, folding their hands in a prayer gesture, began to repeat the words of the prayer after the Master, with a deep, sublime, unearthly voice, transmitting benevolent energy through each word. The Master uttered the sacred words. All-merciful Lord, grant us what is good for us, even if we do not ask for it. But deliver us from evil, even if we ask for the opposite. Tears of reverence streamed down the faces of those present. Jan was also there, contemplating this significant event in Isabel's life. Waves of joy vibrating in his heart. If you found the genie of the lamp, think about what one, just one wish, you would make. The wish must be only one, because two or three wishes already scatter your power, and often they are opposite and do not allow each other to come true. But if it is purely external desire, for money, power, fame, then imagine how a fool would handle it. He would more likely squander it all. Even if he possessed levitation or could pass through walls, it would not benefit him. Many people are very close to a state of insanity, and they use everything they have to their own detriment. I observed how often, when a beggar is given a lot of money, they literally ruin themselves, indulging in revelry, alcoholism, and drug addiction, and sometimes even quickly die from it. So, think carefully. The realization of which desire would truly be for your good, and which desires lead you to destruction. Understanding this will open your eyes to many things. Just don't settle for one answer. Keep reflecting on whether it is truly what you need. If a person finds a genuinely good desire, it will come from the heart, not from the superficial mind. Wishes coming from mind he would not want to make come true at all. It was just found as an answer, so he would be seen as an intelligent person. And if this desire is only one, undoubtedly, the person will achieve it. If they strongly and persistently desire it. In the modern condition, a person is the result of coincidences and a slave to other people's desires. If they understand and see this, they will become free and can truly achieve what is good for them.
The Master continued to speak wisely for a long time,
and Isabel felt more and more that she had found something priceless in her life. And at that moment, she wanted more than anything to be always close to the master. When they came out of the class, they talked for a long time about what they had heard. Isabel shared her feelings about the master.
You're having deja vu.
Arriving at Kelty's home, the friends began to put on makeup and dress up, taking on the image of adult women. Isabel's makeup turned out to be very bright. Without washing it off, she came home, where she was met by her tipsy mother with dirty, greasy hair, in a tattered robe and slippers, smoking a cheap cigarette.
What's all this about? Have you become a prostitute or what? And wipe off that makeup right now. It makes you look old. You shouldn't be showing off in front of guys. They should accept you as you are.
Isabel felt bad, for her first attempts to look beautiful and grown up were so abruptly suppressed. Jan was watching her at that time. He didn't like her mother's antics at all. He wanted to tell her not to listen to her, that she was doing the right thing by following her feminine nature and expressing her essence. But he wasn't able to do that. She couldn't hear him. He really liked the makeup, and he began to recognize in Isabel the features of Sapphire, who was always very elegant and took good care of herself. The daughter naively began to share with her mother, as she was her closest one, her impressions of the meeting with the master, and once again encountered incomprehension.
But it's a sect. You're being dragged into it. I forbid you to go there. You'd better sit down, do your homework and household chores. It's too early for you to start living on your own. You're still a child. You must listen to me in everything.
Isabel was very hurt for not being understood and simply forbidden to do what she wanted to. She was already feeling quite grown up and independent.
Why do I need to study in school? They give us knowledge that is not useful in life. Did you ever need logarithms, sines, valences, trigonometry, algebra? They are useless in life. I want to study what will be useful to me.
Shut up. Teachers know better what you need.
The daughter closed herself off and decided not to open herself to her mother anymore. At night, she dreamed that she was walking through mud and climbing a high cliff. And at the very top, Jan met her. She remembered that she had seen him in dreams more than once before. He reached out his hand and helped her to the top.
Don't listen to your mother. You're doing and understanding everything right. Your soul is much more developed than hers and many adults. Tell them what they want to hear. It's useless to talk to them. Do what you think is necessary. Do what you like.
When she woke up, Isabel was deeply impressed by the dream. Jan seemed very familiar to her. However, she couldn't recall where she had seen him and didn't understand why he frequently appeared in her dreams. She felt a kinship with him and wanted to see him more often in her dreams. After Jan visited Isabel in her dream, he flew and told everything he saw to Rhea and Bhagavati. They were happy for their friend, but at the same time, also concerned that she was falling victim to a bad upbringing. They decided to help her.
Let's perform a tantric kata and create a phantom, the embryo of our shared intention, so that Isabel can resist the detrimental influence of adults and better develop her personality.
They sat in a triangle facing each other, as Kuthumi had taught them, and began to exchange energy as in a sexual act. However, this time they conducted it not for pleasure, although it was present, but for a magical purpose. They sequentially raised the energy. Muladhara, Svadhisthana, Manapura. Sand swirls in the form of eights began to appear between their chakras. Their Aharatas and Hara energy fields became unified. They cultivated the intention to create a phantom of assistance. During the prayer, a condensed power, filled with their wishes, separated from their collective field and headed towards Isabel. At that moment, her parents were reprimanding her for her disobedience, for not studying, and only doing makeup and engaging in unclear activities in her sect. She sat there, crying, completely overwhelmed by their energy, and she wanted to die so she wouldn't have to listen to any more insults or endure any more beatings and mockery. And then the phantom entered her, and she immediately lost the desire to cry. Great determination and strength arose within her.
I will do what I think is right. I don't care even if you kill me. If you're against it, then I'll leave and live on my own.
The adults were stunned at her unusual display and didn't know what to say. Her father dropped the belt he had just used to whip her back. She walked out of the room, slamming the door. Now she understood that she was starting a new independent life and would no longer obey anyone, wouldn't fear anything. Not even death could stop her. She would follow the call of her soul, her awakened being, her individuality.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.